I was trying to finish my dinner back there while my name was being called, so. These mics never used to do this like this. Okay. I'm okay, honey? You want to stay back there for a while? Oh my gosh. Okay. One hour, right? Okay. Oh boy. You know, I live such a big portion of my life being that rich, miserable bastard. You have no, I mean, when you grow up in poverty and in a home life that's, you know, just completely dysfunctional with no stability, no anything. And probably a number of other things too. You have a lot of really deeply embedded fear in your soul. And that fear, it's part of our it's a very natural thing, actually. It's part of our survival. So it's there for a reason. And you know, thousands of years of, you know, evolutionary survival. I mean, it's good to have some fear, right? You know, if a tiger is chasing you, you kind of don't want to stand there and be like, hey, what's up? And in the same token, if you're... And so the problem, though, is that if you don't ever deal with that, then you can achieve things that are way beyond anything you ever imagined. And you can have more success than you even thought. But you'll never be satisfied. And so you get to be the rich, miserable bastard. You're rich because you have more than you need. You're miserable because you're never satisfied. You have no contentment. You have no fun. And your relationships are dysfunctional because you're dysfunctional. And you're a bastard because you don't know who your true father is. So you can just let that one marinate in your brain for a little bit. And so a few years ago, I kind of went through an experience that dealt with me in it was a very tough experience. But so I kind of sort of like now in my life, I'm in a different phase, life phase. But one of the things that I sort of kind of like to do is just tell myself, freaking don't want to be bored. If I'm bored, it sucks. You know? Because I spent too many years just being like stressed out, like really under the pressure cooker, you know? So I allowed external things to create that pressure and people and then myself. and I didn't know how to rest in him, in that environment, in a way that was healthy. And so I was constantly striving and constantly feeling like I was never meeting the mark. And that no matter how hard I tried, it was never good enough. That's a sucky place to live. Freaking sucks. Because when you're in that place, everything's lame. So I like to have a little bit of fun, and sometimes that gets me in trouble, but hey, you know. The trouble just makes it a little more fun. All right. Too many years of systems and protocols and SOPs and structures and organization and managing processes and tasks and to-do lists and people. And so I sort of finally recently realized that where my sweet spot is, and it's in startups. It really is. Something that I really enjoy doing. I've done it like so many times. And I have a little bit of a disease where I have this curiosity disease. Anybody else in here have that? So I'm always just figuring stuff out, and unfortunately, part of my disease is like I can do like everything. So I'm like a jack of all trades, half master of none of it, something like that, you know? I feel that way. I feel like, God, I've never really mastered anything. I could just do a ton of crap. like there's no department, you know, anyway. So the people that are really good entrepreneurs, they're not that. They are incredible at recruiting really high talented people and delegating and overseeing and doing that. And I'm terrible at that. That's not something I enjoy doing. So we're going to talk a little bit about startup. We're going to talk a little bit about business and marketing, just a little bit. How many of you have a business in here? Okay, that's good. Pretty good. How many of you work for a business in here? Hopefully that's everybody. Okay. So one of the things is that, so marketing, what is marketing, right? And somebody said, well, let's talk about business. And I was like, well, marketing is business. If you don't have any marketing, you ain't in business. Right. Sales is actually a function of marketing, but marketing is not sales, by the way. Okay. People will define things in different ways, but sales is critical. If you're not selling, you're not in business.
That's right.
So marketing, so let's talk a little bit about the dark art of marketing. let's have a little discussion about the art of bending reality a little bit. Marketing and presenting, presentation is all about positioning. And positioning is about framing your mind to think, believe something that was not necessarily your intent, but somebody else had the intent. And sometimes it happens automatically, sometimes it happens intentionally, okay? But the best type of marketing, and this is like when we started the business, it'd probably be easiest if I kind of take you a little bit through that process, but I did a training many years ago, e-marketing formula, where I went through everything that we did to start our business, and the business modeling part of it, the marketing part of it, the whole deal. Earlier we talked about the mind, right? And the subconscious. And how many different biases do we have?
180.
180. That's a lot. A bias is something. A bias is when your brain is going like this, and you're either perceiving something to be, okay? You can look it up. Definition of bias, whatever you need to. Okay. 180 biases on our own mind. So is there anything out there that you hear, see, read ever that is not, that doesn't have some bias? Okay. So even your own brain has its own bias. There's a gap between what is in somebody else's heart, then the mind, then the mouth, the words, then your ears, then your mind, then your heart. So when we hear one thing, we think, oh, I heard this is what it was. No, you didn't. So if we want to know truth, we have to, okay. But so now marketing, how many of you own a business? How many of you work for a business? Okay, so one of the things that you can do, and we'll just keep it on the digital, the e-marketing side, the internet marketing, is if you're not online, you should be. Okay? At the very least, you need a domain name for yourself. I'll try to keep this basic. We don't have a whole lot of time. But if you can get your name registered at GoDaddy.com, you want to do that. Okay? I don't care if you don't think you're anybody and you're just a this or that, an employee or whatever. Okay? You need to do that. If you can't get your domain, your own name, then you do a .net. Don't ever do a .net unless you have to. You're not going to build anything on a .net. Okay? You want it to be a .com. Oh, let me back up a little bit. Okay, so write this down, okay? The number one rule, okay, so business, all business is about solving problems, okay? 100%. That's it, okay? That's what business is. The business that you're running, it doesn't matter whether it's a product or a service or whatever, or the one you work for, is in business to solve problems. Okay? If you're not solving a problem, you're either solving one or you're creating one. Okay, the second part of that is the bigger the problem, the bigger the paycheck. So if you're not happy with the size of your paycheck, learn how to solve bigger problems. If you have a product that you've developed and it's just not doing well, you need to challenge yourself to solve a bigger problem. Okay? So you can bend reality and you can bend perception and you can elevate. People do business with people they trust and people that have credibility. You can become a more trustworthy person by all the skills that you learn in these events because your people skills are more developed. If you're smiling, that increases your trust factor. If you remember somebody's name, that increases your trust factor. Okay? So how do you bend reality a little bit? Okay, credibility. So, so one of the things is that if you, this is a positioning issue, okay? Branding and positioning, and this is one of the things that, for me, it's like always comes back to this. Because if the positioning is strong, then the process is going to be smooth. But if the positioning is not strong, it'll be the hardest money you've ever, hardest dollar you've ever worked for. Okay, so I'm going to tell you that if you you can do this. How many of you are like independent reps? Your business model is you're an independent rep of some product or service or something like that. Okay, if you don't have your own site, your own page, you need one. Okay. So you can. Someone remind me to come back to the domain name thing, okay? Because I want to give you a couple of steps on how to, on do's and don'ts with the domain. So one of the ways that you can tweak, you can play with this perception, because remember this, what is the saying? Perception is reality. What is perception? I mean, let's just be real, it's how you perceive, it's how you see, it's how you feel, it's what you think something to be. So, for example, and you guys learn this all the time. Like, Danny teaches you this all the time. She's the one I learned this from. But then I just, over a few years of doing stuff, then applied it in a different way. Okay, trust and respect. You guys familiar with that? Edification. Familiar with that? Trust and respect? Does she teach that anymore? Okay. God, everybody's looking at me like, what? When you edify somebody, you are changing reality. You're altering perception. You're framing the mind. So that the mind is now able to receive something and see it and hear it in a different way. That's why if you work in an environment where there's a lot of edification, the morale goes up, the teamwork goes up, and the productivity goes through the roof. And you get a synergistic thing that happens. Versus if you work in an environment where there's no edification, and people are tearing each other down, the exact opposite happens. Production goes down. So you can increase your value in your environment by being that person that is constantly edifying. So that's number one. You're going to be perceived as a more valuable person. Perception becomes reality. If you're perceived as a more valuable person, you're going to start earning more money. God will not be mocked. A man will not reap what he does not sow. Okay, so that's just a simple thing. If you're in an environment where if you're selling a product, okay, let's just say it's a traditional business and you're selling furniture, okay, or wine or some other thing. If you, people would prefer, so people do business with people they trust and people that they respect, okay? Credibility. So what you can do is actually increase the credibility through actually publishing some content. You say, well, I'm not an expert. I can't do that. You're right. It's okay. Nobody's an expert right now, nowadays. Everybody's doing it. Yeah. You guys ought to do it. You're her clients. You guys should be kicking butt. You should be doing it. Everybody's doing it. I mean, you know how many people online that you see advertising on Facebook? They just got out there and started doing stuff and, you know, might as well be you. Why? Because they bent reality. We did this years ago. Nobody did this. I mean, what the vision for me came, and it was about positioning and branding, and the words that are used and the things that are done. It's hard to do it for harder to do it for yourself. It's great if you have a partner in some kind of a teamwork situation. It's a little easier. Okay, so how do you do this? So even if you're an employee, you can do this. Even if you own or run a traditional business, you can do this. And what it will do is it will alter reality, okay? It'll tweak it. So what you do is you start, make sure you have a domain name for yourself. If you're an independent rep, you want to be building your own mailing list, okay? You want to be building that contact list and building those relationships. You don't just want to advertise or word of mouth or whatever. You don't just want to push that to that, okay? So you would have a landing page. So here's what you want to do is, this is an example. You want to just create some kind of a content. It could be like a free report, okay? And you could do this tonight. You could just, here's an example. 10 top mistakes people make when blah, blah, fill in the blank. I mean, just simple, right? So think about your profession. Think about what you do. Because this, if you're an employee, you can start doing this as a boom spokesperson for the company. And you can get out there and you can start doing content and doing videos that are going to boom, change, right, and cause people to associate. Here's what I'm trying to get at, is when people, human beings, human nature needs, they rely on what they see and a hierarchical structure to attach themselves to follow and to do that. That's why every structure is a you know, a pyramid. You always have more, you know, it doesn't matter whether it's the government, the military, private sector, business, it doesn't matter. An organizational structure is always structured that way. And there's been different companies that have tried to play with that, whatever, but that's just how it goes. So if you're just selling a product and there's no personality attached to it, if you can associate a human being, that human being being you, now there's an emotional connection because people connect to the story. They connect to your face, okay? So it's not hard to just, you know, pop a video up, start talking, you know? And if you're, you know, nervous about doing that or whatever, just have fun. Just that's how. So this goes back to what I was saying when I started. Life's too short to be stressed out, you know. So just have fun screwing it up. So if you think it's all got to be, so this is the thing. And let me just tell you this: if you're doing videos, God, these idiot marketers, these people that do these two angle videos, for the love of God, don't do that. They're trying to position like it's a professional studio. When I'm talking to you, I'm talking to one person. If I'm having a conversation, then yeah, I'm talking here, a camera angle does this and a camera angle does that. But if I'm one person and I'm going to flip from one to this, I don't want to look at this. Anybody with me on this? Am I the only one? I'm not the only one, right? So somewhere, some of these people got it in their head, like I got to act like I'm CNN. You're not CNN. You're doing a video, right? Just talk. if what you have to say is interesting, you don't need to use a stupid second camera angle to keep people's attention. And if you're boring, then have fun, screw it up, try again next time. Keep it simple. Pull your damn iPhone out and just pop it off. Don't get all fancy-wancy. People hate that crap right now. It's not working. The more presentation and the more these multi, you know, the more effort and the more established, structured, controlled, scripted, produced it is, the lower the trust factor, the lower the authenticity. Why is the media like freaking out? Because this all ties in what I was talking about earlier. There's disruption happening everywhere. So if you think you got to be like that, you're missing it. People want the authentic, simple, raw, mistakes made. That's what gets the high views. That's what gets the high clicks. That's what has the personal connection. Okay? So no matter what product you're selling or service you're marketing, so you want to have a landing page, you want to have some type of freebie giveaway, okay? And the easiest way to do that is, like I said, just do, 10 mistakes or whatever. It's a free report. And just save it as a PDF. And if you're not a good writer, then just speak it, okay? And you transcribe it. And wherever you work, you should be knowledgeable of that industry. So if you're producing, even if you're working for somebody else, if you produce a little bit of authoritative content, you just bent reality in the mind of others. Because now you are perceived. They don't even know if only one person read your report. Or saw your video. Right. Now your entire prospecting funnel, your sales funnel, your presenting funnel, and your market, your closing funnel, all of a sudden you're at a different game.
That's right.
Because perception, reality is, this person's an expert. God, I hope they call me back. So if you want to change it and stop chasing people down, working the leads and the sales the hard way, and you want to make it the easy way, bend reality. Okay? So what you do, so you have your landing page, you want to build your mailing list, and you need to have a tool to do this. You know, and yeah, if you're not technical, it's going to suck. You're going to have to learn. Or you can find a teenager and have them help you. Okay? So, so you need some type of a system. We used WordPress for years. We were doing WordPress long before that was popular. And WordPress is awesome. It's hugely flexible. You can get a site up really quick. There's a lot of options there. And it's very scalable. Okay? But it's also a beast. Nowadays, there's I feel better systems for that. But you want to own your own domain, okay? And you want to have your own landing page. Okay, well, if you're selling multiple products, Shopify is pretty simple. I mean, if you're selling your own product, okay? I mean, you're probably either marketing or representing or supporting or selling either your product or service or somebody else's, right? How many of you fall into one of those two categories, okay? If you're, and I talk about this in any marketing forum, but if you're selling, marketing, representing, supporting somebody else's product, then you have no need to ever have a shopping cart. Okay? But if you're selling your own, then Shopify is a great, you know, it's pretty simple. You can do content on there. There's other systems that are out there, ClickFunnels. You know, the technology now is to the point where you don't have to know code and you don't have to know design. When I was running the company, I was managing 11 different IT people. Designers, programmers, developers. And now, it didn't start that way. In the beginning, it was just me, and then hired some people, and then, you know. But now you don't, you know, now the company runs on far, far less than that. And the Wealth Builder app is just like, that's just one person. You know, so technology's gotten to the point where you don't have to know so much technical stuff, and you can learn a lot quicker, and you can drag, drop, click, boom, 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 and do that, right? So this goes back to what we were talking about earlier about this trend, this change that's going on. And so if you are a designer or a programmer, and you haven't adapted, and you haven't learned, you haven't continued to learn that new skill, now all of a sudden, the technology just replaced you. Like, there's no way today I would hire and carry that overhead and the management stress that I had of 11 people. Yep. I don't need to. Yep. So then what do? They've got to figure out a different way to make themselves more valuable, right, either to me, or they're going to be transitioning or doing something else. This just happened in the last couple of years. Yep. So on the Wealth Builder app, there's about almost 30, well, about 28 landing page marketing funnel templates in the library area under the free training. And then there's like another dozen follow-up sequences, okay, that are one click. And if you have a ClickFunnels account, or if you set one up, then you can click on those links and they'll be dropped right in. Imagine that. This is stuff that would take, like, I would write copy, build landing pages out, build this stuff out. It used to take weeks, months, thousands, tens and thousands and thousands of dollars. Now you can click, boom, and it's there. Now, that doesn't mean there's not a learning curve. You're going to have to learn, you know, you got to learn these tools and do that, but you don't have to learn 20 tools anymore. You know, you can learn one, and you can kind of get the basics, you know. So... It's a good question. So no matter what business you're in, if it's an online or an offline business, you should publish some content, okay? Publish a free report. Even if it's an offline business, how do you bend reality there when people enter, let's say, a store? And the best boutiques and retail stores and stuff do this, and the best restaurants do this. Have you ever been here before? Let me tell you our story. What is that? That's framing and positioning. Yep. So it's taking the initiative to frame it. Yes. Oh, wow. Oh, that's what's different about you. That's what's unique. Oh, and a few moments of personal connection with that person. Okay. So that would be in an offline situation, but all of you should think in your mind, you say, well, what do I know? What have I spent? What do I do? What do I do for a living? What knowledge do I have? Or is there some people that I work with that I could interview them, and then I could put together a report that solves some problem? Okay, remember, go back to the very beginning. Bigger the problem, bigger the paycheck. Okay? So I would have a landing page with an opt-in form that so I could build my own list, so I can continue to follow up with those prospects, okay? If I'm representing a if I'm an independent representative for some product or service, I'm going to push them through that first before I send them off to some presentation or company landing page or company site or a shopping cart page. Shopping carts are good for browsing, random traffic that just lands and click, 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 click. But if you're actually marketing, if you're advertising, if you're driving traffic, you want to push them through a funnel. You don't want that just landing on a page that's just bleh, like barf. Bleh. Okay, so here's another rule. On a web page, your most valuable real estate is this, is the real estate that's above the fold. Okay, so that part, when you look at the page, you look at it, and the first thing that I always do when I look at a page is, what am I being asked to do? What's the call to action? And the biggest mistake people make is they put too much crap on there. So now I got to make a decision. You don't want them to make a decision. The more options you give them, the more decisions they have to make, the more likely they are not to make a decision. If you remove the options because you're trying to be too much to too many, instead of saying this is the number one problem, you identify what is the number one problem, what is the solution, okay? And that's what you dedicate that above the fold space to. And so you reduce all the options, or if there's more than a link or two, you have that, so it's all steering into what that number one option is. Usually it's going to be to build your mailing list because most people don't buy on the first exposure. Yeah. So you've got to have some kind of follow-up, whether it's on the phone. Yeah. Nowadays you can automate the email. You can automate text message that goes, text broadcasting, and voicemail drops that skip the phone. They actually totally skip the person picking up the phone and go right into their voicemail. So if they answer, it's not like they're hearing a recording. Do you understand? So in other words, you make the recording. Hey, man, I'm so sorry I missed you. I was really trying to reach you because blah, 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 blah. But their phone never rings. It's just all of a sudden they get a little alert. Boop, you have a voicemail. Oh, I guess I missed the call. You can automate all that. Okay, and then you can manually have your outbound calling. What does all that stuff do? That it changes the positioning. It's all framing. Okay, so So you want to get rid of all the options. So if you have a company or a business, go look at your site tonight and just ask yourself, what am I asking people to do? There's really only about three options that your site should do. And if you're not totally focused on this, and for the love of God, if you think that content is important, the only reason why you have content is to get to a sale. Unless your business model is a blogging model where you are running ads on your site. So in other words, you're not direct selling anything. Do you understand? So there's some people that just put out content and they monetize through running ads, and they don't care what the ad is, with the ad networks. Okay? But I suspect most people in here, that's not your model. You should know what your model is, but So if your page is just full of a bunch of content and I'm clicking and clicking, every time I click, you just lost. Every click I do that you don't achieve your goal, you just lost an opportunity and you decreased the chances that you're going to hit your goal. So if you're making me click on a bunch of crap to get somewhere, You don't have that much time, you know? So that above the fold space, but it needs to be tight. And so you need to know what's my offer. So usually there's three things: build the list, make a sale, or have them fill out some kind of form where they might contact you for a consultation or something like that. Okay? So let's go back to the opt-in offer. It's called a lead magnet, or it could be, these are called, if you hear these terms, opt-in page, landing page, squeeze page, it's all the same thing. It's all about when traffic comes to a site, getting that name and email address, okay? So then after that, what you would do, so you have this, you have a PDF. You can write the Word doc, and then you could just save it as a PDF. That's how easy it is, okay? Invest in getting a good photo of yourself. Make that investment. She's done a lot of them here. She's amazing. So that changes your credibility. It alters reality. What changed?
Nothing.
Think about it. Come on now. Did anything really change? You're still the person that you are. No, but hold on a second. Yeah. You are the same person. The value of the product or service you're representing didn't change. What changed is positioning, framing. You bent somebody's perception, which bent their reality. Okay? So all of you should have some kind of an offer that's a free, it's lead generation. This is lead generation, okay? And then what you do is you do some videos or a few articles, and you get those out there, and you have those all point back to that main landing page, okay? So even if, like, let's say, who in here thinks that they sell or represent or work for something that's kind of boring? Shut up. All right. I don't know why, but a furniture store keeps coming into my head. Huh? I'm not saying that's boring, but so even if you own a furniture store or something like that, if you start to develop content like this and it gets out there, now furniture is a very, it's geographic. I personally like businesses that are not geographically constrained. And that's why I think every business in today's day and world should be centralized online, even if you do have a physical geographical location. Because I'll give you a prime example. A guy that I was consulting with, we're talking, and he says, I want to start a t-shirt business. So I started asking him some questions about what he wants to do. And he was only thinking about just, I'm going to make these t-shirts and I'm going to sell them. So I started talking. I was like, you know, you got a, you need a website. He's like, I do? I'm like, yeah. So the point of the conversation that I had with him is I said, dude, let me ask you this. I said, do you know how many people wake up every day with a bright idea to sell a t-shirt? Take a guess. A freaking lot. A lot of people. Try that every day. And I said, do you know what the chances are of your first idea being successful? Slim and close to none. So that means you're going to have to test. You're going to have to try different ideas. You're going to have to be persistent. You're going to have to sell, learn to market, learn to follow up, learn to come up with unique ideas. You're going to spend money on t-shirts, on testing, on doing all this stuff. You're going to do all of this to finally hit something that's successful. And you're going to freaking limit yourself to this little ass town that you live in? Why? Why would you do that when you can automate the drop shipping, you can automate the fulfillment, you can automate the order processing, and all you have to do all day long, is come up with cool ideas. You only have to do two things. Develop amazing ideas and learn how to market. And you can freaking automate everything else. And you can still set up a local place. And you can still build your business locally. But centralize the infrastructure online. So now you just freed yourself from the constraints of local. Because for all that effort and the risk and what it really takes to succeed, you might as well open that pipeline as big as you can. If you're successful, why not have the pipeline be big enough to sell the whole world? Right? So if you're an offline business, like hopefully that helps tweak your brain a little bit. Like embrace it, you know? So let's go back to the furniture thing. So like if you produce some content, doesn't matter whether you're the owner or an employee, you can step up and you can start doing that. Because what it's doing is, here, let me tell you our story. Here, let me tell you this special we got today. Here, let me tell you what's unique about us. Here, let me tell you the effort. And you take that camera behind the freaking thing where they're cleaning the new piece of furniture that they come in. Look, we're scrubbing this. This is going to be amazing. Wow. You know, I mean, whatever. You just be yourself. Don't worry about freaking sticking a stick up your butt so far and being all perfect and scripted. People hate that shit. They don't like it. Okay? And just if you start doing that, even if that's not your job to do that, you're adding value, massive value. You're becoming a spokesperson for that business. You're putting out good PR, good advertising, free advertising. You're building awareness. You're starting to change Ben reality and get top of mind dominance, not just for the local area. But then all of a sudden, because of how things go viral on Facebook and all these other things, all of a sudden that business starts getting calls from people in other places. But because it's got a presence of positioning and solving, answering problems, right? People have questions. What are the top 10 questions people have when they buy furniture? I have no idea. But if you work in the furniture business, you better damn know what you should have an idea. So answer them. Put some content out. This is the point. You say, well, what? There's already a lot of people doing that. There's a lot of competition. It doesn't matter. Because the one person, the one prospect that you're dealing with, they don't know that. They don't know that they're the only one looking at your stuff right now.
So true.
They don't know you only have 10 people on your mailing list. They have no freaking idea. So you just bent reality, and now whatever your follow-up systems are, if you're working the scripts or you're doing any of that, all of a sudden, now who's got the stick up their butt? Now who's got a little bit of pucker factor? You just turn the tables. You change the positioning. The person on the other side of the table now is... I just got a call from, right? You can do the same thing for training. If you hire, how many have a business that hires new employees? You should be creating training videos for onboarding. Why do you want to tell this? Why do you want to tell people the same thing over and over and over again? Right? So a skill that you could learn is, I think, doing videos. And I think writing also is good. Back to the domain name thing, since I have a few more minutes. Is this, you think this is going to help any of you? Is this okay? Huh? You want to say something? I don't know. I was told nobody likes Q&A, so we're not doing it. It's like terrible. Like, I don't know what the... It rates low when you guys do your feedback forms. Yeah, apparently so. So all y'all that like it, somebody else ruined it for you. No, I don't know. I don't know if we're doing Q. I love it. It's fun because you can just go anywhere. But it's not. So the what? Yeah. Okay. So does this? It's the same thing. If it's a service, it's the same thing.
Exactly.
Publish content.
Yes.
Publish some videos. Have a landing page. Own your own domain.
Yes.
It doesn't matter whether it's a product or a service, because you're only dealing with the perception of the one person at that point in time, that contact that you're working with. And they don't know. You guys see ads on Facebook all the time of all these experts, and you have no idea whether they really are or they aren't. Now, here's what you do. Once your business, once you start going, what you want to do, this is how you close the loop, okay, is you want to get good at capturing testimonials, okay? So let's go back to the boring furniture business. You know, just pop that phone out and go, hey, I'm standing here right now with, what's your name? Joe, right on, Joe. So what brought you in today? Oh, cool. So you're out just walking around and we found you this great piece and this is going to look awesome. This is going to your living room. Where's this going? Da, 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 da. Oh, and so how was your experience here today? Did we make any big mistakes or did we do okay? So don't ask. Don't freaking ask. You just pop that thing out. What's up, man? Okay, so then you close the loop and you feed all these testimonials, whether they're written, whether they're video, anything like that, and you feed that back into your landing page, back into your articles. Okay, so then that really starts to build that what? Credibility. Remember what I said earlier? Trust, credibility. Okay, I do want to talk about domain real quick, but what'd you say? What'd you, huh? No, you said you had something you had to... Come here.
I'm dying sitting there. Okay. I'm dying because I know what a bunch of you do for a living. And hearing him talk about this is just like, I need to tell you this. Okay. First of all, I wish you could pull up some of the boring suckers that you watch videos of. Because that would really help to build some people's confidence. And these people get tons of views.
Oh, man.
Tons.
Dude.
Come on. The guy. People. I'm still reporting.
Oh, God.
Honey,
people,
where's your
computer?
Honey,
most...
honey, where's your computer? Because there's no matter what we say about him, it is not ever going to build their confidence. But if you pull him up, I am still reporting from Washington, D.C.,
it's he does a report like
come
Bill
on,
Still or
dude,
something like that.
Dude, where's your phone? Because you could give it to Chad and you can pull these people up so that they will get the idea. Okay, now listen to me.
You guys know this though, right?
Okay, now listen. Let me just show you something. Okay, Sally, you work for hair care, okay? You really believe in your company, you believe in the brand. I am a customer of that product. It is by far the best hair product that I've ever encountered. No one else here sells hair product. Enjoy hair care. It saved my hair. I'm about to do a bunch of videos for them because people always ask me, like, what do you do with your hair? I do enjoy product. Well, my high school mate, Sally, and I have known each other for a few years. It's like 30. Went to high school together. She's younger. No, we're the same age. Anyway, you could be doing videos for that easily. Okay, you, financial services. Be the first non-stick-in-the-mud financial guy that's talking about finances as a father of two children and a husband from the perspective of father and husband, right? And what you've encountered with other professionals in that area and what the fears are of a father with two children looking ahead and what you've encountered with the people that you've worked with who have not had their things in order, who did not plan for the future and where they found themselves. So it's telling the story, telling that you representing from a father of two children and a wife and the struggles and the worry and the fear and the concerns of the future. When you start talking about that, people start thinking about that. But before you ever talk about it, they never thought about it. Do you understand? That's how sales happen. So it takes someone to just talk about it. I want to kick you in the head right now. Do you own EMF? No. Okay. Number one, you're freaking beautiful. Number two, you're very intelligent. You're very captivating. You need to be on video. So what could you be talking about? Let's see. Hudson Chiropractic? Yeah. The real estate stuff that you're doing? I'm a mom of five. I'm a businesswoman and a mom of five. So it's talking about the troubles, the struggles, and how you have fixed them, where you found the solutions to fix them. Do you understand? So people look up, how do I? Think about what you Google search. I Google search like everything. It's Rabbi Google. I know him personally. I'm not kidding you. I ask Rabbi Google. I have a question about the darndest things.
Rabbi CIA.
What'd you say? I know. It is the CIA. Whatever. Rabbi Google has helped me find some great recipes. Rabbi Google has answered a lot of questions for me. But I just type in whatever my question is, whatever my random question is, and it pulls up videos. It pulls up articles. And so people do that all day, every day. Let me just see. How many of you talk to Rabbi Google? Look around the freaking room. What do you ask Rabbi Google? Everything. So if you're talking, and again, talk about what you know. Talk about what you know. Don't just talk about what you want to sell. Okay, who here has paid off debt? Okay, Austin, listen to me. You got to think about, okay, I talked about this at First Steps. You got to think about who your customer is and who else's customer are they. Who is your customer and who else are they doing business with? I'm not talking about your competitors. Okay, look. So the hair care, the women who buy expensive shampoos, right? What else do they buy? They buy makeup. What else do they buy? They're into fashion. They're into shoes. Okay, so if you talk, and if you happen to be into those kinds of things, you can talk. Come on, guys, think about this. Think about all the freaking teenagers that have done makeup videos. And they get 1 million views. Is it because they're good at it? Hell no. It's not because they're good at doing videos. I don't even know that they're good at editing. They have questions and they like raw. They have questions and for some reason they trust raw more than they trust professional. It's real. That's what people want. They want what is real. They want what is authentic. Did you find? Okay, there we go. Thanks so much. Now you have got.
Okay.
I mean, the craziest random videos. We're talking millions and millions of views.
You've got to drive them to a landing page.
Yes.
You have to.
To an offer.
You got to drive them to a landing page.
There has to be a CTA.
Yeah. So let me, Danny, do you want to finish?
A call to action. Thank you so much for asking that question. It's a call to action. So even the videos that I did last week, I'm so sorry. Okay. Wait, I'm not done. Sorry. This is what happens to me, man. Some business conversation starts and I start to go crazy. Okay. Seriously, I do. I love this stuff. Okay. But the point is talk about what you know. Talk about what you know. Talk about what you know. Okay, so you, how many paid off debt? Okay, using War on Debt. Do you know how many people are out there looking for ways to pay off debt? And when they see some random person like you talking about how you're doing it, this gets your name out there. It's not only about it relating to your product or your service. It's about creating a freaking list. It's lead generation. So when I say, who else does your customer, who else, who is your customer? Who else do they do business with? And you happen to have a similar interest. Talk about that interest. And they, now your face is in front of them. Now your name's in front of them. Now they want to know, who is this person? Google. They type in your name. They end up finding you. Does that make sense? People find us so random. Majority of our traffic is totally organic. Totally organic. We don't know what the heck we're doing, to be honest with you. We don't. We have built this huge list all these years, not really knowing really what we're doing. But what do? We sell testimonials. We talk about what people are interested in. Okay, I'm going to give you a prime example. One of our clients from forever and ever ago, she was one of our very first clients on our website. We only had 8 hours of content, conference calls that are on our website, okay? I'm telling you, she was one of the worst business people I've ever trained. I'm not kidding you. The absolute worst. We're talking, I worked with this woman for years, worked with her for, I can't count how many hours and hours and hours of coachings that I did with her. Part of my mentoring programs. We're talking years. She has been through these events 30, 40 plus times. Okay. This woman, right before she became big on Facebook, got blocked by almost everybody on Facebook. I had to block her on my page. I did. She sucked. But do you want to know what she did? She took this training that he's talking about right now, took the training of First Steps in Creating a Dynasty, and she positioned herself as someone who knew something. That's all. And all she did was drive tons of traffic to how she positioned herself. She was the worst person on Facebook I had ever encountered. The worst. And all of a sudden, boom. Why? All because of positioning. Only because of positioning. You will, if you go back to our earlier days, you'll find him all over the place. And this is what she did. She made sure she sent in testimonials about our content over and over and over. We have a testimonial of every single product. You don't understand. She had 14 different diseases. She went to our website, found it randomly, listened to all 8 calls, fell out of the bed, and God healed her right from the website. Yes. Yeah, no, she was $463,000 in debt, about to get a divorce. She had already written her will, sent her 3 little boys down that are now men, one married, sat these 3 little, look, this guy knows her. He watched her. He knew her when she was a total failure.
She was so bad, nobody liked her.
So inspirational now because she learned from us how to position herself, how to sell herself as an expert. Good for you. That's awesome. Okay, so this woman was dying in 2003. Dying. Okay, it is a phenomenal story. So she comes out to First Steps. She's the one I talk about, 3,000, 0 for 3,000 with Sandy. Yes. 0 for 3,000. She was in the same prospecting and closing classes this kid was in. Same exact ones. I'm not kidding you. 2010, she was the worst person I ever saw on Facebook. The worst. The worst. If you go back and listen to my very first show, she was the caller who called in constantly. She was. I'm not kidding you. She worked with him hours upon hours. He's the one who actually sent her to go learn how to copyright, taught her how to market, how to go online, how to build a website. That man right there taught her that stuff. So as far as the whole Facebook thing goes, so I'm telling you, what was so special about Sandy? She sucked. She made 3,000 dials. Zero, not a single person. And she never quit. So freaking persistent. She became a millionaire right here at First Step Success and Creating a Dynasty. Absolutely. And do we have the proof? He trained her son. Yes. Okay. He trained her. He was the very first guy that did video. He was 15 years old when he came here. In fact, Prospect and Closer Way to Millions, Jeremy was behind the camera. All our old videos, he taught how to do those videos. He taught him how to capture a real testimonial, how to promote that video, all of that stuff. All of it. Jeremy now works for his mom. He worked for us for years. Years and years and years. Anyway, I don't know why I'm going there. Yes, I'm going there because she sucked. When I first taught her how to prospect, okay? When she first read the script to me, I'm like, whoa. I have said this again. There are three people I've encountered ever in my whole career where I had to put my face on the floor and go, God, I can't help these people. You want to know who they were? Sandy, Jackie, and Stacey O'Quinn. Yep. Those were the three. I'm like, this is way beyond my freaking ability. They suck so bad. I cannot help them. There's nothing I can do is going to help these guys, ever. Not kidding you. Look who's still here 11 years later. Making money, has made tons of money, debt-free, house paid off, travels the world, vacations, sometimes more than he works. No, vacation many times a year. So anyway, my point is that it's all about everything he's talking about, positioning, okay? Why has she become so successful? She found a need. People wanted to learn how to make money on Facebook. So she started to sell this. She knew how to teach people how to make money on Facebook. The sad thing is she don't have a whole lot of testimonials of people making money on Facebook. If you're selling how to make money on Facebook, she can help you sell that. Her product is how to sell on Facebook. That's her product. Well, if you're a restaurant, she can't help you. Forget it. She's selling to Facebook people how to make money on Facebook. Obviously, the people on Facebook want to know how to make money on Facebook. Okay, well, that doesn't work if I own a restaurant or a chiropractor or any other business, any other product, which is why there's... In fact, to be honest with you, any of her greatest testimonials are our clients. It is right. Her greatest testimonials came out of here. Isn't that awesome? She knows how to collect testimonials. My point that I grabbed the mic that was driving me freaking crazy is to say this. You don't have, if you think in terms of, yes, you have your product or your service, but how you can capture leads is talking to the customer from a different perspective. And you get your name out there by starting to talk about those things. If teenagers are getting a million views over putting on mascara, if you go to YouTube, you'll see how so many things that get attention. People Googling things. You think of the questions you Google. Well, you start doing quick videos or writing about those very things. Okay, I'm a mom of five. How do I survive? Moms. Mom conversation is huge. Kitchen conversation is huge. Cooking conversation is huge. Paying off debt. All of that stuff is huge. And that's all stuff that you know. Do you know what I mean? That stuff that you know, that stuff that you're good at. And man, you nailed it on this thing. Gosh, man, I have never even seen this. I would go freaking crazy if our staff did what you said. That they just, I would go nuts. There is one or two that have done it, but one, it was their job to do it. But nobody else thinks to do it. And that is them getting on Facebook Live themselves and talking about what they're doing at work that day, a story that they heard that day. They're promoting from within. That's so much credibility. And it absolutely raises their value, like huge raises their value. So we have a client. In fact, it's Paul Westling. It's Laura Phillips's brother. He did what you're talking about. So he almost got fired. So he started to go, okay, how can I expand the brand of the company I'm working for? He started going out on his own time doing trade shows for that brand, for that company. He not only didn't get fired, he got promoted and tripled his income.
Booyah.
Because he became a spokesperson for that company. And what do they sell? IT. So he started putting himself out into trade shows, forming people, building relationships. It was not his job to do that. But he certainly raised his value tremendously because he became a spokesperson. So now he's a spokesperson. Does that make sense? So you can become a spokesperson for whatever it is that you're interested in, whatever it is that you know that you're good at. You don't have to be an expert at it. I promise you, I watched a woman who sucked on Facebook go and build 1.4 million followers now on Facebook in 7 years. Yeah, 2010, she sucked so bad. But she is one persistent woman. And she's a multimillionaire today. She became a millionaire before the Facebook thing started. She made several millions of dollars building the business that she had when she came here. So anyway, awesome. Sorry.
No, good stuff. Thank you. Awesome. Fantastic. Okay, so wrap up. So a couple last comments. Yep, thank you. So that was really good because it helped add a lot of context. And context is everything.
Yes.
Okay. So here's another thing, just to tag on to that. You can do videos on, if you just get off the phone with a conversation of a customer or a question or even a prospect that asks a question, you can get right there and you could do a video and put it out and then also put it on your website. Okay. So hold on. So it's not hard because it's just in your day-to-day stuff. There's content, there's stuff that's happening, okay? And you can do that. Now, if you're nervous or you're afraid about doing videos, then just do it and with no intent to publish it. And do it as a way to help you get the motors running and to flush out and to verbalize, and then you can take that and then you can create an article out of it. Okay? So you use the video as a tool to help you write easier. Yep. And so that becomes an actual strategic tool to help your writing. But what are you also doing? You're doing videos. And it's not going to be long before you're like, well, that one's not bad. I'm going to publish that one. Yep. In other words, you're going to get more and more comfortable. You're going to get good at it. Okay? And you don't have to be, you just need to be yourself. Yes. And you need to have a good time.
Yes.
And nobody can be you as good as you can be you.
Right.
But you need to know who you are.
Yes.
Yes. Okay? And there's a lot of people that will relate to who you really are. So don't worry about trying to be somebody you're not. Just smile and have fun. Okay? So you can use the video as a way to help you flush out content to write, but then it will train that skill. And so this is going to develop a new skill for you. It's going to bring value to your work environment, and then also, or if you own the business. Now, if you go back to what we were saying earlier about having that landing page, you want to be building your own list so you can follow up. You want to close the loop and put the videos back in there, and then anybody who opts in, you want to connect them to your social media stuff as well. So you want this stuff all buttoned up nice and tight. What I call it is a closed loop marketing. Okay, but what you don't want is you don't want people going off and then finding outer space.
That's right.
Okay, so you always got to bring them back around. Okay,
awesome.
It's any page when you go to a website, you're hitting a landing page. So it's a home page, it's a whatever, and it goes back to what I was saying earlier. Most people have a website, and it's like, stuff everywhere. But the ones that convert have a single purpose. What is the purpose of that landing page? It's where people land. Okay? And if you can't figure it out, then it should be to build your mailing list. That should be it. That's probably your front end. So you build the mailing list so that you can cultivate relationship with the list that ends up leading to a sale. or builds or supports or whatever, okay? So you can get content, it's so easy to do content, but just remember, and she did a great job at just telling you guys, like, you don't have to be perfect, you can make mistakes and all this kind of thing. But just remember, the person that's seeing it, they don't freaking know. They have no idea. You know? And it, as you do more and more of this, you're going to get more and more comfortable. It's going to be easier. You're going to find kind of that groove and that niche. And it's a very high quality, it's a very high value skill set. So if you end up having a different business someday or working with a different company or starting your own business or whatever, that skill set will go with you for the rest of your life. And the list. And the following, the people you made a connection with. Okay? Domain name. Okay? The shorter the name, the better. It's very difficult to get short names. When we did product development, we would sit and rack our brains, and a lot of them we were able to get to two words. Like Magnetic Influences is a killer name, right? Sometimes you got to go to three words. Beyond that, then you sometimes have to get into a phrase. You can use a phrase. Okay, so I was helping this guy who has been a stuntman. He's worked in over 60 films. He's also a massage and therapist and a body worker. Okay, and a specialist in flexibility, and he's developed this device that helps open up your back and stretch reset your spine and your breathing and this whole thing. And we were talking and he was kind of in a very kind of logical, linear state of mind. And I started talking to him about, you know, domain name stuff. And he told me, and I was like, that's super boring, dude. So the ideal thing is if your domain name can be your offer. That's a perfect world. If you can't get a short name or your perfect keyword now, then what you want to do is identify a phrase that becomes a USP. Do you know what a USP is? Unique selling proposition or ultimate strategic positioning is another way. Domino's was always known to just have terrible cardboard pizza, and this is one of the most famous case studies for USP. They reworked their USP. Essentially, a USP in its best form is an offer that communicates very clearly what it is. Okay, very specifically. So they developed fresh hot pizza in 30 minutes, or it's free, and that USP. Just, they blew up, like, radically, okay? FedEx was when it absolutely has to be there overnight. And there's others out there, too. So in this case, we were working on this thing, and one of the names that came up was the 10-Minute Miracle Pillow. Because it's kind of like a pillow, and he's working on the patenting process and stuff like that, so it's going to be some time. But that right there is now, that is a domain that is also a promise, and it's a big idea, and there's curiosity in it. Because if I say 10-minute miracle pillow, how many of you, you're just kind of like, what is that? Raise your hand. And I haven't told you a story. I haven't told you anything. But already your curiosity, you're thinking 10 minutes, miracle, pillow. And then the other one we developed was the 10-minute anti-gravity pillow. Okay? So So on the domain side of things, it's really hard to get really short domains now. So what you have to do is you have to focus more on a USP type thing, which would be whatever your primary offer is, okay? Or your main, remember when we go back earlier, problem, bigger the problem, bigger the paycheck. So what's the main problem that and this takes time, bit of, brainstorming and stuff like that. But you want to get a domain, okay? The mistakes that people make with domains is they get too fancy and too cute. You want to make sure that your domain name passes the bad phone connection test. If I'm on the phone with you and it's a crappy connection, remember back in the 80s, if I was in Hawaii and you were on the mainland and we did a phone call, it was through a cable under the ocean, and sometimes the connection went through and sometimes it didn't. Did anybody remember when doing phone calls used to be like that? Okay. So if I have to say the domain, if I have to repeat the domain or spell it, it's a bad domain. This is simple common sense, but you would be surprised. The best what you want is something that creates a word picture. If it does have a potential for misspelling, then register the alternate name also. So like in the example, 10minutemiraclepillow.com, you do the number 10 and then also the word 10. Okay? So if there's a potential for misspelling, then register the alternate versions and have them point to the primary. All right? But the best ones are going to be very, clear words, specific words. If you get too many S's that hit, then that's a problem too. So you're looking at phonetics, okay? Sound, right? And how easy is it to say? If it's hard to say, it's hard to freaking write. Yeah. I know you're not going to be having people writing it down, but you want to think about that too, right? So this takes time, and you got to brainstorm, you got to do it. And, it's just part of the process, so... Anyway, I hope that helped you guys tonight. I know it did. Whether you think it did or didn't, I don't know. But I know it would help your business massively. Thank you. If you... if you guys... Thank you so much. If you guys... You guys are amazing. So if you take that and you do it, like, you're going to have fun, and it is going to change your results. Okay, and if you have a large business already, step out and start doing stuff. If you're the owner or the president or the CEO, get out there and get your face out there and be the spokesperson. It's, do it. It may not be your personality type. That's okay. Just start putting that because you should be the highest authority in your business and the expert on what's going on. In that industry. So just start getting that content out there, and before you know it, you'll become a trusted advisor or a preeminent authority of your industry, of your business, of your market, right? Okay. Okay. Thank you.
You're awesome. Love hearing you teach. It's amazing. Okay, so we start tomorrow morning at 9:30. It's just about 10 o'clock, so it's an early night for you. It is. This is a total early night for you. And we're starting at 9:30, so you're going to get more than 8 hours worth of sleep. I want to wrap up tonight with saying this. Everything that he talked about as far as branding and positioning is so huge. It is so huge. You would be amazed of the people that I've watched who've just caught that. And I was talking about Sandy earlier, where she caught that and mastered it and has gotten so very good at it, to the tune of really 1.4 million people on her page. And it has helped a lot of people do what they needed to do. And so if you... look at, again, how many of you watch videos online? Think about the kind of videos that you watch. Think about the videos that you watch. Just start paying attention.
Low production and authenticity. Yeah. That's where it's at.
It really is. It really is. So you will be amazed at what you will be able to create. And when I look at, like, the Sandy, who my very first time on the phone with her, everyone hung up on her in the beginning. I'm not kidding you. They all hung up. She couldn't get through the first paragraph on the script. I'm not kidding you. So when she first read it to me, recited it to me, hi, this is Sandy. How's it going? I'm like, ooh, just stop right there, babe. Just hold it right there. And I said, do you have people hang up with you? She's like, yeah, almost everyone hangs up on me. I said, well, I'm going to tell you why right now. So when I watch somebody go from such a low salesman ability, such a low level of marketing, such a low ability of connecting to such a high level of connecting, anything is possible for you. Anything is possible for you. Don't limit yourself in your current state. And don't stop yourself because you think you don't have something important to say or important to talk about. Mr. Alaska, with a thriving business, with Mrs. Alaska Neck. I didn't know you guys were from Alaska. I mean, that's compelling. That's interesting. I want to know more about that. Missy over there, drowning in all of your, yeah, you, honey, that look behind you. All of your student loan debt. You start talking about how that felt to be suffering under that student loan debt. You know how many people have no idea how to pay off their student loan debt? Do you hear what I'm saying? So it's a way to get your face, your name out there, solutions to, this is what I learned, this is how I learned it, right? This is where I got it from. You can get it too. And you were asking the question, how do I convert traffic? She's on her phone. How do I convert traffic? That's smart. You're on his app. That's really smart. But how do you do that? Well, I don't know if you noticed, but majority of the videos that I do live on Facebook, I say, if you want more videos like this, go to DannyJohnson.com. So that's the closed loop. You're always sending them back
to
on every single show. Come and visit us. You're going
to
meet the most awesome. I edify you guys every single day on my show. Come and meet the most amazing community on Facebook. What shows up on our Facebook page? Our website. Does that make sense? So that's the closed loop. So come and find us and join us on Facebook. You want to meet the most amazing families. People are paying off debt, taking care of orphans. People are growing their businesses, treating their families right. You can connect with us at Danny Johnson Live on Facebook. Okay, well, right there is our website. And not only that, but there's posts of our website. There's posts of the show there. Does that make sense? So that's how you convert those videos coming over to the landing page, the home page. It doesn't have to be something massive. Be something very simple. So the other last thing I want to leave you with is this. We've watched a lot of people do this and do it very well. Okay, you've heard about war on debt classes, right? Okay, all of that is positioning. That's positioning. Okay, you're like, wait, I don't get it. It's really simple. If you lead in the marketplace with something that is not related necessarily to your product, but it's a way to get your name, face, and likeness out there. So if let's say that your product and service is a very niche market, right? If it's contracting, if it's you build homes, you sell insurance, no matter what it is that you do. If you think of who your customer is, I bet your customer's in debt. Right? I bet your customer's in debt. Or if your profile of your customer is, they're a family. It's a mom with three kids and a husband. She's going crazy. She can't manage it all. What should you be talking about? If you're a mom with three kids going crazy and can't manage it all, you can start writing about this, talking about this. You can start holding Grooming the Next Generation for Success classes. And let's say you sell oils on the side. You might try to lead with your oils in the marketplace and no one's going to bite that hook. Why? They don't know they need the oils. They don't know they need it. But what do they need? I need help with my three brats that I want to kill every day. Do you understand? So it's talking about the need that you're very familiar with. You can be doing videos about that need. You can be holding Grooming the Next Generation for Success classes. Hold on. What about all of you who are like going crazy, can't figure out how to manage your time right, can't figure out how to get everything done. You feel like you're a hamster in a wheel. Things are spinning out of control. Anybody? Well, there's a good chance there's a few other people that feel that way as well, especially the mothers in the house. The women who have to manage the home, they manage a job or they manage a business, they manage the kids, they manage soccer, they're volunteering at the school PTA, they're driving themselves crazy. Women type that crap in all the time. So your customer is Googling stuff. You want to sell her makeup or you want to sell her oils or you want to sell her travel packages. She ain't looking for that. So you can back her in with what her need is. By talking about what matters to her, you look at him over there. He's like, hello. Have you heard this sweet guy from San Francisco? He's like, hello. That's how he got his hours raised. He became a connector in his community that raised his value. So anyway, back to grooming. The next gen, war on debt. These are all funnels. This is a way for you to create a funnel to get to capture leads. Why? Because that's somebody that also can use your product or service. Does that make sense? You back in your oils. You can back in your travel services or what makeup or whatever the heck it is that you're talking about. But Austin, for example, of all you're always leading with is your financial services, you numb and dumb people out about the conversation. They don't want to hear it anymore. They could care less about it anymore. Does that make sense? So you got to talk about what they're interested in and back them in to what it is that you're trying to market. Okay. The marketplace has become very, very smart. The internet has changed everything. It really has. It has changed everything. So if you want your name to get out there, start talking about what people care about. Talk about what they care about. Okay, you could talk all day long about chiropractic. You could talk all day long about alternative measures for good health. You could be writing stuff left and right. And if you don't like to write, talk. Every one of our books was written by mouth. Every one of them written by mouth. They have. They were training series that I spoke that got transcribed, turned into chapters, published in a book. That's it. For me to sit down and, first of all, for me to have edited those books, well, that was torture, prison sentence, hell. Especially the last one, which is why there hasn't been another one.
Yeah.
There hasn't been another one since then, because it was hell. It was a hell project. It was awful. Spirit-driven success was fast, fun, grooming the next gen, fast, not as fast, not as fun. The last one, lock me up in a prison, throw away the key. Anyway, that was horrible. Anyway, so don't limit yourself. Think outside of your own industry, outside of the box. Think about who else has your customer and get to them. Get to them somehow, okay? You guys should be writing about Alaska. What's your business? Transportation. From Alaska to other country states? Mostly in Alaska, and you're making tons of money. Whatever. People obviously have a fascination with Alaska. There's a whole television show about Alaska. There's a few about Alaska. I mean, and how many people are in Alaska? A couple. You know what I mean? So obviously, because it's Alaska, it's interesting. Yeah, the Alaskan Bush people. No, there's several TV shows that are based in Alaska. You're trying to figure out how to manage the growth. You have a different problem, so don't listen to what we were just talking about. Can I tell you how to manage the growth? Listen to me. You listen to me. Hire people, fool. Hire people, fool. Listen to me. This is a big problem for entrepreneurs. They don't want to hire people. Why? It's a pain in the butt. But you will not grow nor manage the current growth that you have. So you're either going to shrink your business so that your current staff can handle it, or you're going to have to step out in that F word, faith. You're going to have to learn to recruit, learn how to hold them accountable. If you're not good at managing, you recruit a good manager and let the manager be good at motivating and directing people. And you're just the visionary that's going to continue to sell the vision for the business while they take care of it. Does that make sense? Giving you more time with your wife. Make sense? You will not manage the growth with what you got right now. If the growth is going beyond you, it's a sign. Hire or fail. Hire or fail. Yeah, you heard me talk about the book, Scaling Up. Get it. Get it. You're ready for it. Do it. It's important. The Rockefeller Habits. Yeah, if you're a sapphire or a ruby, you probably enjoy the Rockefeller Habits more than Scaling Up. If you're an emerald and you like to read textbooks like I do, Scaling Up's a great book for you. Just, yeah, anyway. You're not reading that book? Yeah. So Rockefeller Habits is more story form. So you probably enjoy that one really, really well. I enjoy story form books also, but anyway. Okay, cool. All right. Hans, thank you so much for willing to share your expertise and come up here and do what you did. You're awesome.
Thank you.
Good night, everybody. We have a date.
Good night.